All right, we're standing outside the Shiloh Pentecostal Church in Dalston, but we've actually just been to the Arcola, where we've seen El Dorado. And it's a sort of a post-apocalyptic black comedy, I think is probably what you'd best describe it, about marital problems and property development. John, did it make you want to buy a condo in Mars?
That's where the smart money's going, I understand. In this post-apocalyptic world, that I think what seems to be happening is that they are rebuilding some piece of Earth that has been devastated, and it's only when that fails as a project, because for some reason it cannot be regenerated, that in the very, very sort of epilogue scene of the play, someone is promoting a development on another planet. But where we seem to be, I think you said you thought it might have been Iraq, but it's somewhere that has been devastated by nuclear war. And
so it could be Afghanistan.
It could be. Yeah. And people are being given an investment opportunity to subscribe to new buildings which will regenerate this patch of ground. And at the same time, the young architect or perhaps property salesman who has been involved in the development has been sacked by his company, we think possibly for embezzlement or
embezzlement
something like
or
that.
Embezzlement or fraud, yes.
And he's keeping the issue from his wife, who just thinks he's going mad because he doesn't have a plausible excuse for where he goes during the day or why he's rented a hotel room because he just needs somewhere to go out of the rain. She thinks he's having an affair.
Yes.
But what's also being played out is an intricate human drama between the young woman, her architect, property developer, boyfriend, husband, sorry, and her mother, who is also an investor and has a kind of toy boy come sort of amanuensis and account manager in tow. And there's a lot of very amusing dialogue that goes on between them, at which I felt I was very often the only person laughing.
It's just because you've got a booming laughing voice.
It could be that, yes, but it could also be because no bugger else in the theatre knew it was a comedy.
Well, I think we were treating it as a serious night at the theatre. But
did you find it funny?
I did actually find it funny, but I was probably chuckling.
You're laughing on the inside.
Yes, I was chuckling. Yeah. I was smirking a bit.
You do that a lot.
Yes, but the thing about it, the play, is that it's incredibly well acted and it's a lovely production. It's very lavish. This is a new company that's actually doing it. I've put the flyer in my backpack, so I can't tell you the name of it. Yeah, I don't know if you can
remember. It's got something with thumbs in it.
Yeah, something with thumbs. But yes, we'll tag it correctly when we post. But it was...
But no, yes, very... No, yes. Oh, listen to me. No, yes, no, but. It has excellent production values. Really very smart costumes. You know, it's unusual in fringe theatre for rich people to dress as if they are quite
they
well
are
off.
Rich, yeah.
They do. Sean Thomas in particular wears some very elegant things.
Yes, I think you said at one point you want that frock.
I wouldn't mind those peg top trousers she wears.
But anyway.
I wish I could squeeze into her shoes.
Yeah.
No. Very, very elegant, very beautifully lit, beautifully dressed, and a rather nice sort of Bauhaus type set.
They're coming for us.
Your taxi's here.
Yeah.
Very nice Bauhaus style set in polished concrete and LED lighting. So quite a graceful production of an only slightly strange play. I would like to have been given more information as to what it was meant to be about, rather than having to guess quite so much.
Yes. Well, for me, maybe they could have gone even weirder and freaked us all out a bit more. They could have set it on the Venus or somewhere.
Uranus.
Yeah. Just like how I set you up for that.